Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields the ball and throws to Lemon covering. Safe. Dillinger scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground for an out. Zarrilla moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niarchos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarchos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Niarchos moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niarchos scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Niarjas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarjas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niarjas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-0 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Busby reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Busby scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Niearhas hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Stewart now playing left field. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive towards the mound. Pierce reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a line drive towards the mound. Lemon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards first. Easter catches it and steps on first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Rozek now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Gus Niarjas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarjas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Niarjas hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Rosen hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.